WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A crash followed by a shooting west of Bryan yesterday left one dead, one hospitalized, and one in custody.
We've determined that all three subjects knew each other. We had two, a male and a female, in a four-door car, and a single male in a white pickup truck that were involved in this situation. All knew each other. So this was a directed violent act.
Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says a man and woman were fleeing from their car when they were struck by gunfire. 37-year-old Shay Lackey of College Station died at the scene. 27-year-old Tiffany Sterling of rural Brazos County underwent surgery for what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. 46-year-old Kevin Pullen of Bryan was arrested on charges that include murder and aggravated assault of a family member causing serious bodily injury. Investigators say Pullen and Sterling had a prior relationship. Two College Station men tell police they were responsible for shooting out windows to 60 vehicles last month.
At this point, there's no rhyme or reason to it. I can't give a lot of that information out right now. They are cooperating with us, and we just don't have that information right now.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says they're looking for anyone else who had to replace windows that were shot out on July 12th or 13th.
There are reports that are not filed for whatever reason. So if an individual had their vehicle damaged during that time, we'd like them to call in and file a report, and we can add that to the total cost of the crime itself.
2 weeks after the multiple shootings, detectives received a tip that led them to the suspects. Traffic patterns around another College Station public school are changing. The city council modifying what will happen surrounding South Knoll follows earlier action impacting Oakwood, A&M Consolidated Middle School, and Campus View High School. Blanche Brick, who picks up grandchildren at Creekview, says the city and CSISD have to plan for increased traffic at future campuses.
I think it's clear here that backed up roads, that's no better than backed up sewers. They're dangerous to your health and safety.
At South Knoll, the council voted to ban stopping, standing, and parking along Langford and Boswell streets and making Boswell one way all the time. Two more incumbent Bryan School Board members are running for re-election. Board President Doug Wannenberger is completing his third term, and member Felicia Benford is finishing her second term. A third incumbent, Trey Moore, has already filed for re-election. The filing deadline for Bryan and College Station School Board is August 22nd. Texas A&M's president has issued a statement regarding the presentations containing what was described as insensitive and disrespectful content by two assistant football coaches made it last week at the annual Women's Chalk Talk event. Michael Young says the suspensions of the coaches is only a start, noting the athletic department is engaged in ongoing education that will address this issue. You can read Young's statement online at WTAW.com. Details have been announced of this year's Boonville Days Texas Heritage Festival, hosted by the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. The 11th annual family-friendly event, which starts October 1st, includes performers, reenactors, and musicians all in period dress. The museum's executive director, Deborah Kalman, says they're still looking for volunteers who would like to participate.
You have a skill. I mean, the folks that come, you know, we don't have people just sitting at a booth handing out brochures. Everything is interactive, so folks are either demonstrating a skill, a pioneer skill, an early skill, or some sort of science, you know, based skill.
Kalman says the day starts off with the Buffalo Stampede Half Marathon and 5K race, followed by the Chuck Wagon Cook-Off. For more information on any of the events or to volunteer, call the museum at 979-776-2195. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. Text us any time of the day to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30, or you can always go online to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Gulf States Toyota, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Come on. Ah, dang.
Reality check. Smoking marijuana is a roll of the dice. Research shows that 1 in 10 overall users and 1 in 4 heavy users will become addicted. Marijuana dependency is real and is cited as the most common primary reason for drug treatment admissions in Texas, causing over 6,000 Texans per year to seek help. Don't roll the dice. For more information, call 1-866-448-1699.
Good morning, it's 7-11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Morning satellite photos show clear skies over the state. Under the presence of high pressure, we'll be seeing an abundance of sun, not much in the way of precipitation, and some very hot afternoon temperatures. Sunshine today, we're going to top out right around 99. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, overnight lows 75 to 80. Sunshine and hot tomorrow, a high of 100 is likely. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80, and it's sunny at around 100 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sport, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. The Brazos Valley Bombers destroy the Acadiana Cane Cutters, and in Major League Baseball, the Astros take down the Blue Jays, and the Texas Rangers make some huge acquisitions. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So as you can hear, once again, Rob almost delighted that it's going to be near 100 today, or hit 100 today. You were able to find out the last time we had 100.
Yes, actually. Last time we had 100, it was reported as observed by the Weather Channel.
Okay.
Last year,
okay,
it was 102 degrees on August 13th.
Okay.
And just a couple of days before that, on the 11th, it was 105 observed. So
The 11th of August.
Yeah, the 11th of August last year.
It's a week and a couple of days. So maybe even, more evidence that global warming is here.
Of course.
If we hit 100 earlier than we did last year, then just shows that. So.
And we're all going to die.
Yeah. Yes, and the world is ending.
Yep. Mm-hmm. National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, in case you missed it last hour. Woo-hoo. We haven't celebrated it yet today, but we might. You never can tell. You can celebrate with friends. Hey, think about that. Think about bringing in a box of ice cream sandwiches to the office today.
Oh, you'll be the hero.
Yeah, people will like you for that. We also mentioned it's National Coloring Book Day, and Chelsea was saying you had gotten one not that long ago, certainly in your adult life,
mm-hmm.
that somebody had gifted you one of those, is that right?
Yeah, I think I actually got it at like a White Elephant Christmas party.
Okay, crayons come with it?
Yeah, colored pencils.
Okay. Now, it was
a few months ago, closer to like the holidays, as I said before, colored pencils were actually on a shortage in the country.
Really?
Because adult coloring had gotten so big.
Okay.
And, you know, and it's probably not a product that there's a ton of, and all of a sudden it was like this influx of people going to these craft stores buying colored pencils.
Sure, that's pretty much a flat production line right there.
Right.
You're not going to necessarily spike at any time. But see...
Yeah.
See, and then that brings up that whole deal back in the day when you had to make a map for like geography.
Yes,
I don't know if they. I loved coloring maps. Okay, now see, and that's the thing is that's a pretty girly thing, guys. I mean, I hate to say that, but guys would go, "Eh," and then I found out the secret You know, the people who are really good at it,
mm-hmm.
they would use a Kleenex and they would, you know, rub it over the penciling to smooth it out,
oh.
and make it lighter in the middle of the country,
mm-hmm.
and around the border is a little bit darker.
A little bit darker.
Those
yep.
are the people who always got A pluses.
Oh yeah, well,
that's fancy. That's taking it a step further there.
And the thing is, being able to control the color on a pencil is easier than being able to control the color with a crayon.
Yep, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Because we're talking wax stuff.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so,
just the thicker tip and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I really enjoy coloring though.
I always got in trouble for coloring outside of the lines, and it wasn't because I was like some sort of a free thinker or anything. I'm just really bad at coloring.
Okay, yeah.
So I figured out how to fix that problem. I saw some of my classmates and figured out what they were doing.
Yeah.
They were coloring the borders in first,
uh-huh.
very, you know, very thin border around
yeah.
it, and then coloring in the inside. Then you don't really have to worry as much about the exact lines because the border, you know, as long as you're getting there, you're good.
We hope some of the younger people are listening so that we are helping them with their color techniques
exactly.
as they prepare to go to school. And I'd get frustrated when I colored outside the line, I guess, because I was supposed to stay within the line.
Yeah, I was kind of a perfectionist,
yeah.
so I'd get upset, too, if I screwed it up.
But then, see, what would happen if they just gave you a blank piece of paper?
Mm-hmm.
See, where do you go with that
yeah.
if you got
Ugh.
Crayons? Because then it really is. Then it's free form.
My favorite mm-hmm. thing to do with crayons was, you know, you take the lighter color and you color a big area and then the next color and then the next color on top of that.
Oh.
And then you use like some kind of pointed object
yeah.
to scrape away some of the wax.
Listen to
oh.
you.
And it would create this really cool
Listen
art project.
To you. Hello. Wait. Hang on. Okay. Tell me. Wait. Start over again. Tell me again. Go.
After 50 years of coloring, that old boy finally shares the secret for coloring in the line.
There you go. Yeah. That's why we're here.
Hey,
yep.
you know?
Okay, so now you're telling me, okay, so you start with a dark color.
No. Start with, like, yellow.
Oh, okay, all
and
right.
And then you go, and you can do it in the order of the rainbow. That works.
Okay, sure.
And then you can finish with black on top.
Okay.
So you just color, let's say, a big square area.
Okay.
And you just color it in, but then take, like, a toothpick.
Okay.
And you can etch into the wax.
Sure.
And it shows the different colors depending on how hard or
okay.
soft you scratch it off.
Where'd you get that idea?
I did it in elementary school. So shout out to Mary Branch Elementary and Brian.
All right.
Hello.
I really hope this is a regular segment.
Coloring 101 on the Infomaniacs.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're just here to try to help out. I mean, once again, all you have to do is just turn one more page and we move on to something else. I have never heard of that
really?
Before.
Me neither.
Really
that's really cool.
I'll define some crayons and we'll take I'll just show you guys.
We'll do that.
Mr. Downs is going to walk in. What are you guys doing? Show research.
Coloring.
If it's not natural chewing gum, it's coloring.
Aren't you guys glad I'm on the show?
I tell you,
of course.
Yes, absolutely. We would have because Kevin used to always talk about coloring, and it was so different. No. Anyway, all right. Bullets are out. Water is in. Apple is replacing the controversial pistol emoji with a green water gun in the next version of its iPhone, iPad operating system,
really?
iOS 10. Yep. Gun swap is just one of a number of emoji changes the company announced yesterday. It will be also introduce new and revamped emojis that show, well, now we talked about this,
mm-hmm.
women doing stereotypical male jobs, detective
right.
construction, we already talked about that, and there are new female athletes and family options as well for single parents, but now we have, and I just saw a picture of this, a little green water gun instead of the pistol. And to be honest with you, I don't know exactly why they did the pistol to begin with. That seems to me like
yeah.
you're probably asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and again, I don't use emojis. My idea is to mm-hmm. write out what the emoji is. If I'm texting someone, I'll say, this is my thumbs up emoji.
Yes.
Okay.
I've gotten one of those.
That's exactly.
And
I mean,
I've taken it to replying to you that
yes,
way.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's where we need to go. But I'm not exactly sure why you would need the gun emoji to begin with. I'm certainly not anti-gun, but I'm just anyway. So
right. Yeah. No. That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
So they're fixing that for you.
But now people
so.
Are the way they used the gun emoji. They're just going to use the water pistol emoji, and it's going to make the same message.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Think of the senseless violence that could have been averted had they done it sooner.
That's,
I know.
All that gun emoji crime.
That's it. Someone driven to crime because of a gun emoji.
Yeah.
You never can tell, so you must be careful about that. Well, let me see. We have two stories about ingestion. Okay. In other words, you know, things that you would take into yourself.
Okay.
One has to do with food. The other has to do with medicine. Which way you want to go first?
Ooh.
I'm going to do the medicine.
Yeah, let's go medicine first.
It's scary. It's really scary. This is announced this morning. GlaxoSmithKline PLC and Google's parent company, Alphabet Incorporated, have teamed up to develop what they call bioelectronic medicines.
Uh-oh.
Or treatments that use miniature implanted electronic devices to modify how electrical impulses are transmitted throughout your nervous system.
Nanobots.
I mean, think about this, okay?
Mm.
Many biological processes controlled by electrical signals that are transmitted from the nervous system to the body's organs. Glaxo says their early-stage research in laboratories suggests that distortions of those signaling pathways involve a lot of long-term diseases like diabetes, asthma, and arthritis. Initial work would focus on developing miniature electronic devices to test out the concept in humans for the first time. You will take a pill with an electronic device that will track what your body is doing electronically.
They did a sports science report. This was maybe a year ago or two during March Madness, and Tom Izzo, I believe, Michigan State head basketball coach. He's very animated on the sidelines.
Yes,
one of the most in the game, and they had him swallow a chip that read his like body temperature and other things basically going on inside his body to see how stressed he legitimately gets during a basketball game. It was a really cool sports science report that they did on ESPN, but it just reminded me of something like this, and it was tracking all of his like inner workings.
Well, you know, there was supposed to be the tricorder or whatever it was that Bones had in Star Trek. You know, he'd put it in front of you and just kind of scan you.
Right.
Several pharmaceutical companies, this story says, have teamed up with Google's parent to develop new digital approaches to medicine. Novartis AG is working with the tech company to develop smart contact lenses for diabetes patients that can monitor blood glucose levels in their tears.
Oh.
Wow. You know what worries me about nanobots?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
No, you're right. It gets in there and goes, no, I can't work under these conditions. I can't do it.
A Xerox company is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person
I have the potential to become.
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Good morning, 7:24, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We'll have our Olympic update on the other side of the news. In the meantime, today's the day that Microsoft will release its anniversary update for Windows 10, which reportedly will update and upgrade a bunch of features and introduce some new ones to you. So just when you got used to Microsoft 10, Windows 10, they're going to change things on you. One more time. That's why I'm so glad I embrace XP.
Yep.
Yeah, for as long as I possibly can.
If you weren't going to make the joke, I was going to in Patrick's honor.
Thank you. Microsoft says that there'll be extensions for Microsoft Edge, the ability to run third-party antivirus suite alongside the Microsoft Defender and more. Of course, the initial download for Windows 10 is no longer FREE. They ended that yesterday. Now costs, I think, $119, something like that. So once you do that, you're done. One more in our last reference to this being Ice Cream Sandwich Day, the average U.S. American. It's interesting how they express this. The average U.S. American eats 19,000 calories worth of ice cream a year.
That's interesting.
I've never heard it expressed that way. Maybe that's to make you feel badly about yourself for all that ice cream.
19,000 yeah. calories.
See, that's wow. it. That sinks in because what they'll tell you is that you eat about 6 gallons. Now, remember, that big thing is that's a half
that's
gallon,
That's a half
right?
a gallon. Yeah.
So you eat like 12 of those.
Someone's eating my share of ice cream.
Yeah.
And again, I find it fascinating. They want to tell us how many calories we're consuming so that you can feel so badly about that. Favorite ice cream treat, of course, would be our favorite flavors still, vanilla and chocolate, even though they've come out with unusual things. But that's okay. There are people out there who eat those other flavors, and they don't want you to know about it.
Exactly.
Because there'll be less of it for them. So they say, chocolate and vanilla, that's my favorite.
Yep.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, probably going to be 100 before the end of the week, maybe before the end of the day. We'll just see. All week long, we're looking for highs in the upper 90s. Lows will be in the upper 70s. There will be a slight chance of rain at about 20% on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Just a matter of maybe you can get enough moisture together to make that happen. Right now, the winds are calm, 94% relative humidity. We're still at 76.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The U.S. District Court, New Hampshire, just made it harder for New England fishermen to earn a living and stay in business. At issue is a new regulation from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Under the rule, fishermen have to actually pay the cost to have a government nanny on board their vessels. This government monitor, this nanny, is there to make sure the fishermen are obeying all other federal regulations. Now, in the past, when the federal government wanted monitors on board fishing vessels, they paid for it at a cost of over $700 a day. Then last year, the federal government claimed it could no longer afford to pay that, so they wrote a new regulation that passed the cost on to the fishermen. David Gethel is one of the lead plaintiffs in a coalition of fishermen that sued the feds. He says fishing is his passion and his livelihood, but he's afraid that he won't be able to stay in business if he's forced to pay out of pocket for these federal monitors. Now, the court dismissed the fishermen's lawsuit, so thanks to the regime, New England fishermen have to fish or cut bait. They have to figure out how to carry yet another government-imposed expense in their overhead or look for another way to make a living. And this is no fish story. It's liberal reality, which stinks from the head down. And I thought they cared about the little guy.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We can do so much with today's technology, like shop and bank online. We can use public Wi-Fi. But those things can expose your personal information to identity thieves. LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all those things and not having to worry, because LifeLock can help protect you from identity theft. Unlike free credit monitoring services, which only detect changes in your credit, LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge variety of identity threats. And their U.S.-based specialists work to resolve issues if your identity is ever stolen. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can do a lot more with more peace of mind. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes minutes. Protection starts immediately. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Promo code RUSH. 10% off your deal, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Highway 21 between Highway 47 and OSR west of Bryan was tied up for hours yesterday by a crime scene investigation.
There was a traffic accident involved, and then the shooting took place after the vehicles came to arrest out here on West Highway 21 near Vecino Road.
Were the two people that were shot, were they still in their car?
No, they were out of the vehicle.
Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the accused shooter was still at the scene when deputies arrived.
Apprehended without issue.
And they were just standing outside the car?
They were here at the crime scene, yes.
46-year-old Kevin Pullen of Bryan was arrested for the murder of 37-year-old Shay Lackey of College Station, an aggravated assault of a family member causing serious bodily injury. 27-year-old Tiffany Sterling, who investigators say Pullen had a prior relationship, underwent surgery for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. College Station police say two unidentified men have confessed to shooting out windows of at least 60 vehicles last month. Lieutenant Steve Brock says a tip led investigators to the suspects, whose names have not been released.
Our detectives reached out to these two gentlemen on July 28th and made contact with them. And during the course of those interviews, two individuals confessed to doing the multiple criminal mischiefs.
Anyone who had windows shot out with a BB gun on July 12th or 13th is asked to contact CSPD to report the damage.
If they've reported it, that's great. We'll probably be contacting you to get a dollar figure on what it costs to replace a window.
Brock says there is no rhyme or reason to why the College Station men shot out the windows at various locations. The College Station City Council has approved changing traffic patterns around another public school. John Nichols says the changes at South Knoll started when school administrators reached out to the police.
My understanding is they were very pleased to have professional analysis, professional recommendations made available. It's a great example of the city and school district working together, because they don't have a professional traffic engineer. We do. We got two of them.
In another part of town, Councilman Steve Aldrich says action needs to be taken now to ensure enough room around newer schools along Greens Prairie Trail.
We're going to have an intermediate school, an elementary school, and a middle school all in very, very close proximity to each other. And there is a plan to also throw a fire station in there at some point.
Back at South Knoll, Boswell Street will become one way all the time, and there will be a ban on parking, stopping, and standing along Boswell and Langford. All three incumbent members of the Bryan School Board are running for re-election. The latest to file are Board President Doug Wannenberger and member Felicia Binford. Wannenberger is seeking his third term and Binford her second. Previously filing was Trey Moore, who was also going for his second term. The filing deadline for local school board races is August 22nd. Texas A&M's president has noted the week after the university was named by an online firm as one of the nation's top universities for women, two assistant football coaches at the Women's Chalk Talk preseason event presented disrespectful and insensitive content. According to a statement from Michael Young that you can read on WTAW.com, the majority of those weighing in with their disdain have been men who are equally as disturbed by the content presented. In addition to the suspension of the two coaches, Young says the athletic department is engaged in ongoing education that will address this issue. Making a fast food drive-through stop at 3 in the morning resulted in an arrest for a member of the Bexar County Commission.
Commissioner Kevin Wolf, who's the only Republican on the five-member commissioner's court, was arrested on Sunday for drunk driving. Police say Wolf was involved in a minor fender bender in the drive-through of a Whataburger, and police who responded took a blood sample and arrested him. He's free on a $1,000 bond. Wolf blames the situation on blood pressure medication. Wolf is 51. He represents a safely Republican district. He's also the son of county judge and former San Antonio Mayor Nelson Wolf. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
It's almost time for the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History's 11th annual Boonville Days Texas Heritage Festival. The museum's executive director, Deborah Kalman, says this is one of the largest free events the museum puts on each year.
We have a wonderful amount of demonstrators, reenactors, folks that are musicians, and our demonstrators demonstrate everything from flint knapping to spinning and weaving to blacksmithing, just a whole array of things.
Kalman says they are still accepting applications from performers and reenactors for the festival on Saturday, October 1st. Festival goers can also come by Friday afternoon to get a sneak peek of the chuck wagons.
We have 10 to 12 authentic antique chuck wagons with teams that will be competing in a chuck wagon cook-off.
Registration is also now open for the Buffalo Stampede Half Marathon and 5K race, which begins at 7:30 Saturday morning. For more information on Boonville Days, call 979-776-2195. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. Text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Lacey Hogan with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. Here today with your real estate update. It's a great time to both buy and sell. Interest rates are historically low for buyers, and the inventory of homes we have on the market is limited, meaning sellers are getting more money for their properties. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, I'd be happy to help. Call me, Lacey Hogan, at 979-219-0730. List with Lacey. I work where you live.
We're going to hear in a minute how hot it's going to be today. Probably 100. It'll probably hit that today. So the folks at Intercon want to remind you, they got some ways to help you out. First, we've talked about before, you can't really tell if your windows are energy efficient during the warm weather, but you definitely know it during the cold weather. And obviously, if they're not energy efficient in cold weather, then they're not going to be efficient there either. What it means is the air that you're trying to cool is leaking out of your windows, and that's not very efficient at all. But one of the other things they do at Intercon is they do solar screens, and that can instantly make a difference. If you have an area or an outbuilding where you've got the sun beating down in there, obviously it warms up the interior of the building, and that can drive your energy costs up. So put solar screens in. You decide what kind of blockage you want, anywhere from 10 to 90%. You decide the color. Some of them have grids. They're much more attractive than they used to be, but really you're looking at function when it comes to solar screens as well. But know this, whether it's windows or it's solar screens, they do it the same way at Intercon. That is, they come and they give you an estimate, and then they leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. They just don't operate that way at Intercon. Homegrown company, still is, always has been, and they'll be glad to help you out. You make the phone call, 823-3639.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great, too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
It's 7:39. Here's the weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. No surprises. Here it is.
We have a strong area of high pressure in control of our weather, and that's why we're going to be so warm as we head through the remainder of the work week. Lots of sunshine today. We're probably going to top out right around 99 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, a high of 100. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be 75 to 80. Sunny and hot weather persists into Thursday. Highs on Thursday around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, our very own Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. In Texas Collegiate League Baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers destroy the Acadiana Cane Cutters. And in Major League Baseball, the Astros take down the Blue Jays. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. So the Bachelorette. Is that right?
The Bachelorette.
That
yes.
ended.
Who'd she pick? Did you see?
Yeah, I've got it here somewhere.
It's DVR'd.
Is it? Yeah, you just haven't gotten around to it. Hang on. Okay, here we go. On the final of The Bachelorette, it was down to two final Bachelors, Jordan Rogers. You said that's Aaron Rodgers' brother. Is
correct.
That right?
Mm-hmm.
And Robbie Hayes. Robbie held hands and proposed to JoJo Fletcher on the beach, popping out a ring. JoJo said, can't let you do that.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go.
So she picked Jordan.
Yeah, afterwards, JoJo admitted, I am so ready to spend the rest of my life with Jordan.
Of course she picked the Rogers brother.
So yeah. What do you expect? Goes, yeah. Anyway, what does he do? Do we know anything about him?
He played football.
Did he?
At least in college.
Not reason enough to build a marriage, but nonetheless. Yeah.
Well,
fine.
He signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars as an undrafted free agent back in 2013. But he went to Vanderbilt.
Okay. Oh, well, you could be a smart guy then.
Yeah.
Could be.
Maybe.
All right. So that's now.
I mean, he's on The Bachelorette. So.
That's right. So now what network is that on? Do you know?
ABC.
Okay, well, see, then tonight on ABC is the season premiere of Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh.
That's at 7 o'clock tonight. This Bachelor spinoff is back for a third season.
Mm.
So we swap over to the Bachelors now.
Oh.
So, man.
In Paradise,
yeah,
no less.
Who could ask for as much as that or more? So, there. Hello?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW.
I thought you were calling about The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
625.
Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical.
Guys, like hot outside to be doing
kind of
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking.
Chelsea was talking too.
Laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays. That it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW. But don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
We'll have to do some focus grouping on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that pressing.
Thanks. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. 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 Little congos this morning.
That'll get your foot tapping.
Yeah, and it's not too fast. Okay.
Come with me now.
Because, I mean, it's going to be maybe 100 today. We don't need to be really high impact.
No.
Just, you know, something right there.
She better get off that elliptical.
Yeah.
Right?
That's dangerous. Okay.
That's a cool song.
Yeah.
I like it.
Scott finally picked a song that I couldn't sing to. He's getting smart.
I think they're a South African group. That's the Congos right there.
Very cool.
All right, so there's your music for this morning. Oh, wait. Yes, hello.
Yeah, maybe as much as she's complaining, she's the ultimate bachelorette.
Well, Who's this lady?
Bachelorette, a.k.a. Crazy Cat Lady.
Got it. Yeah, it's the one. All right, good news for anybody who cannot resist the lure of your golden arches. McDonald's is going to ditch some of those ingredients in their meals.
Oh.
For instance, they're going to replace the high fructose corn syrup in their sandwich buns with sugar to simplify the ingredients.
What?
Yeah, so there. Now, is that happening out here at our bakery? Is that, I don't know if all their buns are made out here, but that could be a change here. Chicken McNuggets and some breakfast items will be free of artificial preservatives. Really?
Is this going to make them healthier for real?
I don't know. No. And it is getting rid of chicken raised with antibiotics a year earlier than it had planned. Because we talked about that.
It's just going to shorten the shelf life of the food. See, they have to sell it quicker.
Well, which means if that's the case, then they won't produce as much either.
True. Mm-hmm.
Which means you might have to wait a minute and a half longer than you used to.
Or you're going to get the, sorry, we don't have any of that
exactly.
Right now. We're out.
Company making changes which attempt to show its customers that the food is less processed and more humanely sourced, including stopping the use of eggs from chickens raised in cages and obtaining some of its meat and yogurt from cows not treated with artificial growth hormones. It also eliminated an artificial preservative in the cooking oil used to fry its McNuggets.
My thing is, I think that people who really care about free-range, organic, no high-fructose corn syrup, they're not eating at McDonald's.
Probably right. Probably right. And they have a lot more money, too.
Right.
If you look at that range-fed chicken at the grocery store that comes in at like $3.50 a pound or something like that.
Exactly.
But your premise is correct.
Yeah, I think it's great, a great movement, sure, but the people who are really, worried about their free-range chicken without antibiotics aren't going to Mickey D's for chicken nuggets.
They just don't want to look at me eating chicken nuggets is the thing. They're just tired of
that's
that.
Right. They'll sit in their car and do that. Yes. Okay. So. Oh, wait.
Do we have time?
You're going to hum along with that. Hello?
I remember my grandparents, they wouldn't eat yard eggs.
All right, here
no
we go.
One should.
No,
one
they
should.
Shouldn't. Here we go. All right. So, with the 2016 Olympic ceremonies kicking off on Friday, we present fashion and beauty rules that every gymnast must follow.
Oh,
this according
of
to Natasha Lukin, who is a 2008 Olympic individual all-around medal winner.
Nastia Lukin.
No. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
Nastia?
Yes, I know. It's not better. Okay. But it's what it is.
Marta Caroli, is that Bella Caroli's daughter, maybe?
I do not know that. Pretty, I'm not sure.
Pretty uncommon name. Anyway, picks the leotards for each athlete after the women's team do their little fashion show. Say your name again.
Nastia.
Okay, Nastia says that the deciding factor, as always, that the leotard makes each athlete feel really happy and confident.
Of course.
Gymnasts get points taken off for fixing the wedgie in mid-routine.
Yep. Okay?
Gymnasts lose points if their bra and underwear show.
Yep.
Earrings are the only jewelry allowed. Do they do like loop earrings? I've
Makes
never
sense.
Seen.
No, they probably just wear studs.
Okay,
yeah,
all right,
but
I
no
you.
Necklaces or bracelets or anything.
Coaches decide what kind of nail polish the athlete should wear. Really?
Wow.
Did not know that.
And hair must be kept out of the gymnast's face.
Yep.
Short haircuts or buns are preferred over ponytails because the hair will hit your face as you're tumbling.
Yeah. No, I mean, even if they have long hair, it's like wrapped up in a really tight bun with hairspray. I mean, it looks like you could like knock on their skull. Their hair is so hard.
I'm just thinking you go with the short look. I mean, I don't know.
But if it's too short and you can't pull it up, you know what I mean? So okay. It's almost as long as you can get it back and, wrapped and secure, you're good to go.
As long as it's not a distraction.
Well, yeah, okay. No, that's the. I mean, obviously, we're going to listen because
we don't know. One of our texters about her name, Nastia, is short for Anastasia in Eastern European countries.
There you go.
There you go.
Nice. Our listeners are so smart.
They're so smart.
Thank you for that. All right, there you go. 7:48.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
Who hasn't suffered through the dreaded toddler tantrum? If you have kids, I bet you have. And a lot of moms and dads don't know what to do when their little ones lose control in public. Here's a few suggestions that can help. First, prepare for success. Make sure your kids are ready to go before you leave the house. It's probably not a good idea to take your children on a 2-hour shopping trip if they haven't taken a nap or even eaten lunch. Also, be sure to manage your kids' expectations. Let them know why you're going to the store and that it's not a time for toys and candy. Next, bring activities for them to do, like coloring books, small toys, or simple games. Toddlers aren't capable of sitting quietly and patiently for hours while we shop, so don't expect them to. Bring something for them to do. And finally, if they do throw a full-blown tantrum, the best thing to do is to ignore their outbursts. That can be tough in a public place, but if you give in, your children will learn that negative behavior pays off. So find a quiet corner of the store to deal with the problem. Whatever you do, don't let their tantrum cause you to lose control. For a toddler in the middle of a fit, they love a parent who loses it. Remember, Mom and Dad, there's no need to fear a toddler's tantrums if you're prepared and you don't throw one yourself. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Well, with more news on those Aggie football coaches who are in some hot water, here's our very own Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
Texas A&M President Michael K. Young has released a statement regarding the suspension of Texas A&M offensive line coach Jim Turner, as well as special teams tight ends coach Jeff Banks. Young says, as you may know, presentations containing insensitive, disrespectful content were given by two coaches at a football Chalk Talk for Women event hosted by the athletic department. Like many of you who learned of this, I was and remain dismayed, disappointed, and angry. This behavior is not who we are as Aggies, and it's totally unacceptable. To be clear, this is not a female's only concern, but a human one. In fact, the majority of those weighing in with their disdain have been men who are equally as disturbed by the content presented. The suspension of the two coaches involved, as well as other disciplinary measures taken, was made swiftly by Coach Sumlin. Of course, this is only a start. To that end, for example, the athletic department is engaged in ongoing education that will address this issue. Now, if you'd like to read President Young's full statement, you can go to WTAW.com. And that's been your Aggie Football Update. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. The Brazos Valley Bombers took to the field last night against the Acadiana Canecutters and took the game by a final of 14-0. Hunter Neal started on the mound for Brazos Valley, and a pair of big innings drove the Bombers to the blowout victory. Neal only gave up 5 hits in 8 innings, striking out 13 Canecutters. Riley McCauley came in during the 9th inning to close out the game and complete the shutout. The Bombers started scoring early with a first inning solo home run from Alex Samples, his 3rd on the season. In the 4th inning, the team scored 6 runs, scored off the strength of 3 RBI singles, and in the 7th inning, the team tacked on 5 more runs. The Bombers finish out the road set against the Canecutters tomorrow night in Louisiana. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. In Major League Baseball,
Correa drives this deep to right center field, and it is off the top of the wall. Altuve coming home. The throw to the plate by Travis, not nearly in time. A walk-off RBI double for Carlos Correa, and the Astros win it in the bottom of the 14th. 2-1.
Carlos Correa hit an RBI double in the 14th inning to give the Houston Astros a 2-1 win last night over the Toronto Blue Jays. Jose Altuve homered in the win. Michael Feliz got the win for a perfect 14th inning. Game 2 with the Blue Jays is tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. The Texas Rangers had the night off last night, but begin a 3-game series with the Orioles in Baltimore tonight at 6:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 5:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Even though they didn't play, it was still a big day for the Rangers yesterday as they picked up Yankee slugger Carlos Beltran in a trade, sending righty Dylan Tate and 2 other prospects to New York. Beltran has been the Yankees' top offensive weapon so far this season with a .304 batting average and 64 RBIs. The Rangers have also acquired all-star catcher Jonathan Lucroy and closer Jeremy Jeffress from Milwaukee for Lewis Brinson and Luis Ortiz. The deal came a day after Lucroy blocked a tentative deal the Brewers had to send him to AL Central leading Cleveland. In other Major League Baseball transactions, Toronto has acquired right-hander Scott Feldman from the Houston Astros for a minor league pitcher. Feldman has gone 5-3 with a 2.90 ERA in 26 appearances for the Astros this season, both as a starter and as a reliever. Houston also made a trade with the Dodgers, swapping Josh Fields for minor league first baseman Yordan Alvarez. The U.S. men's Olympic basketball team wrapped up its exhibition tour with Carmelo Anthony scoring 19 points to secure a 110-66 win over Nigeria last night in Houston. Klay Thompson had 17 points and Kevin Durant added 14. In the NFL, Houston Texans wideout DeAndre Hopkins was back in camp working yesterday after a brief holdout. Hopkins began training camp on the reserve did not report list after initially being a no-show. Hopkins says he wasn't trying to make a statement.
I wasn't trying to send a message or anything like that. I was doing what I felt was best for me, and my family also.
The first preseason game for the Houston Texans is Sunday, August 14th against the 49ers in San Francisco at 7:10 p.m. And Chris Buescher won yesterday's Sprint Cup race at Pocono Raceway after it was stopped because of heavy fog with 22 laps to go. Buescher hadn't finished higher than 14th this season before he was declared the winner at Pocono following an 80-minute delay. Brad Keselowski was second, followed by Reagan Smith, Kevin Harvick, and Tony Stewart. And that's a look at your sports. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis. Recently, I had a young couple come to my office, and they had a new baby, and they did not have an up-to-date will. They needed this, and this was the greatest gift that the husband could provide for his wife. And so if you do not have a current will or you need one updated, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in Brazos County.
779-7200 or familyandestatelaw.com.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, a couple of minutes still. So MARTA is is Bella Crowley's wife. Listener okay. helping gotcha. Us with that once again. All right, so story in the paper today about student loans, how expensive they are. Mm-hmm. And since the federal government is the one who collects them now, people just aren't paying them. They're going, it's the federal government. Why should I have to pay them? Just not going to do it. And that's fine. Letting you know. Most expensive educations out there for college, it is Harvey Mudd College, located in California. Harvey Mudd.
Really?
$67,150. Yeah, how you like that? However, they do offer scholarships to two-thirds of their students. If you want to go to kindergarten through 12th grade, it's Trinity School in New York. Deemed one of the most competitive schools in the country, Trinity School has an acceptance rate even lower than those of Harvard, for instance. On average,
wow.
more than 750 people compete for the 62 positions. The school goes through 12th grade, so for 13 years, it will run the parents just shy of $500,000.
Woof!
Yeah, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And how about preschool? How about preschool? It's the Riverdale Country School located in Fieldston, which is in the area of the Bronx, New York. Mm. Not urban. They do STEAM, not STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Important.
$44,600.
Not that important.
Stop. Not that important, nope. Not for the art.
Not for preschool.
You go there.